Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for April 20th, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed up more than 3% today at $400.62, gaining $11.72 per share. That's a positive note to start the week after last week's mixed sentiment heading into earnings season. In today's top news, Tesla has officially launched its Robotaxi service in Houston and Dallas, marking the first expansion beyond Austin and San Francisco. The company shared maps of the two new zones, but analysts are skeptical. Electrek reports that there are virtually no cars available in these new cities, raising questions about whether this is a genuine service expansion or another stock pump ahead of earnings. Tesla has been promising autonomous ride-hailing for years, and with earnings coming up, some investors are wondering if this announcement is more about optics than operational reality. Shifting to autonomous driving on the ground, a significant legal issue is brewing. Tesla is telling owners of vehicles with Hardware 3, the older self-driving hardware, to simply be patient, even though some of these owners paid €6,400 for full self-driving capability back in 2019. That's 7 years ago. A Dutch Tesla owner who filed a collective lawsuit over this was told to wait even longer. Tesla is facing up to $14.5 billion in lawsuits globally related to its self-driving technology promises, and the situation appears to be getting worse, not better. On a lighter note, a YouTuber bought a completely stripped-down Tesla Model 3 for just $2,000, no body panels, no windshield, no seatbelts. Despite looking like a go-kart, the car still had a 212-mile range and was taken off-roading and even jumped. It's a reminder that at the heart of Tesla's vehicles is a remarkably capable electric drivetrain that keeps working even in extreme conditions. And in another controversial move, Tesla is now requiring buyers of its Signature Edition vehicles to sign a no-resale agreement with a $50,000 penalty. The vehicles, which cost well over $100,000, cannot be resold for a specified period without facing the massive penalty. Critics say this further alienates Tesla's core customer base at a time when the company can ill afford more brand damage. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.